We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of it!
Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining me today on the radio. If you're listening on 980 AM on podcast networks throughout this great country or on our website, grillnationshow.com. It's great to be back here with everyone this week. We are going to have a fascinating show today. We're going to meet the owners of the Collar Club in Kansas City. Their website is collarclubkc.com. But before we get to that, I want to bring on Alan Ferris, who is a senior vice president and leader at Landmark National Bank, who is a great collaborator with the Grill Nation Show. Their website is banklandmark.com. Alan, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It is great to see you back, my friend. I haven't seen you in a few months, so hopefully life is treating you well.
It most definitely is.
Well, before we get to our guest today, we got about 5 to 7 minutes to talk about Landmark. What is going on at the bank right now? Can you give us some updates?
Well, like everybody, I think business is pretty robust, pretty strong. It's kind of what we've discussed in the past. We continue to see a lot of M&A activity, a lot of business owners determining that this is the right time to sell, a lot of entrepreneurs saying this is the right time to buy. And we've been very active in helping both buy side and sell side with lending and creating opportunities. You know, one of the common questions that always comes up, particularly early on in the discussions, is what is my business worth? How do you value it? What drives a valuation? What can I do to increase the valuation? Well, several years ago, we started what we call a client success series of seminars, specifically designed to answer a wide array of questions that business owners deal with every day. Our next one comes up here in October to deal with this exact topic, you know, about valuation. So we've been able to pull together a nice round table of some really stellar people. We've included somebody like Will Katz of Blue Owl Valuations up in Lawrence, who does valuations professionally. We've also got a number of people that have been very active in buying and selling businesses, so they understand how it works. So we've got Bill Conway of CC Capital Advisors, John Longan of Tarsus CFO Services, and Matt Gazaway of BridgeQuest Wealth Strategies. They've just all got a significant background in buying and selling, not just for their own portfolio, but helping others to do it as well. We thought, you know, this is just continues to be a hot topic, and this is just one of the things we do for customers and prospects to help them deal with some of the challenges that they've got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you guys are always kind of doing community type events or events that actually make you kind of grow your business and actually kind of grow maybe with purpose and grow your knowledge right. base. I find that you do that a lot.
Amen. We do.
You guys have also been growing. You know, we've had on some of your new hires and new colleagues here recently. I keep seeing more and more updates around the bank growing.
We really have been. You know, it goes back to, you know, 5 years ago when we started to try to say, how do we really want to grow and expand in this market? And we decided we want to do it organically, but we also want to do it by adding really stellar talent to the bench. And boy, I'll tell you, we just could not be more pleased with some of the acquisitions that we've been able to make as far as talent is concerned. Whether it's Jeff Phillips and Charlie Benson and Kenny Lawrence, who are over in our Prairie Village location, or Sarah Parrish, who's here in Overland Park, or Akash Dillon, who's here in Overland Park, or Art Curiali, or Jason Carter-Solomon. Boy, I'll tell you, we've just really hit a home run in each one of these hires.
Yeah, you definitely have. And a lot of them have been on the show, Alan, when you haven't been. So it's been great to have them join us with some of the people they work with. You guys work with a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs. And on today's show, we're going to have on two co-founders of a company that I actually find myself driving by very often here in Kansas City. Collar Club, collarclubkc.com is their website. I'm throwing that up on the live stream. We're going to be talking a lot about dogs today, but also about business and how these guys have decided to start the Collar Club, what it is, kind of some of the ways that they've grown. They're a full scale, full operation, which, you know, it's nice to know when you drive by it. I mean, all the things that go on in that place are just mind-boggling. How do you know these guys, and kind of talk to us a little bit about Connor and Alan here before we bring them on after the break?
Absolutely. I first met Alan and Connor in 2019 when they were putting their business plan together for what would become Collar Club. And I was impressed by their attention to detail that the business plan clearly showed. And while they didn't have a lot of specific industry experience, they had invested a lot of time and effort to do the research and really understood what a top flight facility would look like. And so as a dog lover and owner, I just fell in love with what they were doing, and particularly their passion for the business. You know, you talk about the facility they've got there in Waldo, and you know, a lot of people will go into a strip center and they'll just create a small operation. Well, that was not their vision. Their vision was, we want top flight, we want first class. And so it's just not a doggy daycare. It's boarding, it's training, it's grooming. So, you know, they really wanted something that would appeal to the vast majority of people that would be a prospect to them.
In a market that obviously is growing. I have a dog as well. And it just seems to me that there's more entrepreneurial kind of businesses happening around pets, especially dogs these days.
I agree. You know, there's a lot of people that both a couple are working. They want to take care of their dog. They want to make sure, or cat, because they do cats as well.
Okay.
And
I'm not a cat guy, but we'll allow that on the show today, Alan.
You got to appeal to everyone, right?
Yeah, you do. I guess. So,
but you know, and I'll let them talk about what they've experienced, and you know where they see the market and where they see the market going, because these guys, for just opening, and of course, they opened at the exact right or wrong moment, depending on how you look at it, and that was May of 2020.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of COVID.
Well, we're going to have a great show today. I'm excited to have on the two co-founders, Alan Ramsire and Connor Anderson from the Collar Club of Kansas City. Their website is collarclubkc.com. I want to also thank Alan Ferris and Landmark National Bank for collaborating, connecting us to Alan and Connor today. Their website, again, is banklandmark.com. And as always, you can connect with the Grill Nation Show. I am on social media. I'm on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Jason Grill. You can connect with all of our shows on podcasts as well, or on our YouTube page, which is just search for The Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill, where you can watch all of our guests and all of our shows as well. We'll be right back after the break with more of The Grill Nation Show. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on KMBZ Radio, 980 AM, and for joining us on the radio. On podcasts, we're on Apple, Spotify, Google, and on Stitcher. Also, if you're joining me today on YouTube or on my live stream, we greatly appreciate it. Again, you can connect with the show, as always, online at grillnationshow.com or on my social media. I'd love to hear from you on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. I want to thank Alan Ferris from Landmark National Bank for joining us today, as well as our guests that have just joined us. Alan Ramsire, who is also, and Connor Anderson, they're together actually in the room, from the Collar Club of KC. Their website is collarclubkc.com. Welcome to the show, Alan and Connor. Let's start with Alan. Alan, let's learn more about you, and then we'll go to Connor here. Tell us about your background before you get into kind of the work you do with Collar Club.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show. I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and growing up, I wanted to be a vet and spent a lot of my childhood kind of pushing toward that goal. My family fostered service dogs, so I did a lot of training. Had a passion for pets early on, and eventually decided not to go the vet route. Went to college here in Kansas City for a couple of years and played baseball at Mid-American Nazarene University, and then ended up transferring down to Tulsa, finished up my college, and then worked in baseball for a few years until we decided to make the jump and open up the Collar Club.
Oh, yes. You're an athlete, huh?
I wouldn't go that far, but
I did see you had a history, and did you guys meet in Tulsa? Is that how you met, or how did you guys meet each other?
We actually grew up together. We're both from Wichita. We've known each other as long as I can remember, and so
yeah. So, and then let's hear from your partner here. Tell us about yourself.
Also from Wichita, Kansas. Yeah, known Alan for as long as I can remember. Always grew up going over to his house, getting to play with all his family dogs, helped a little bit of training some dogs. Really, they trained me. But yeah, I went to school in Tulsa, University of Tulsa. About sophomore year, I worked on convincing Alan to come down and join me junior year. So yeah, he made the transfer. We were talking about business every single year while we were there. So I had a huge passion for starting a business. I've always wanted to do it. And then I got a job up in Kansas City at Cerner. So I moved up, became a consultant, did that for a few years. And all the while I was kind of remodeling a house in Brookside and trying to convince Alan to come join me up in Kansas City and start a business. So it's kind of the journey to how we both got here.
Yeah. And you guys mentioned you grew up with the love of dogs and animals. Tell us about that. And why did you establish a passion for them?
That's just one thing. I've always felt like I got the sixth sense with dogs and get along great with them. Haven't really met a dog I haven't liked. And it's just something I was born with. My family had dogs, and I think we had six dogs was the most dogs we had at once. So just growing up in that atmosphere, it really just fostered my love for animals.
You'd say you had six dogs at once?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend six dogs at once unless you have plenty of room for them to run, but yeah, that was the most when we were fostering service dogs. That kind of made the number fluctuate a little bit.
Wow, that is a lot. I can't imagine walking six dogs every day. that's a lot. That's a lot of work. So you did mention you thought about being a vet, but you decided more on the business route.
Yeah, it was kind of baseball took my attention for a while. I wanted to try that out, and once I got done with that, I just kind of got into studying advertising and marketing and really enjoyed that and wanted to explore that further.
Yeah. So you two kind of you kind of had your different paths with Cerner and with the other job that we talked about in sports. Tell us about kind of when you decided to start the Collar Club and kind of how that all happened. That's very interesting to me as an entrepreneur. And, you know, when you made the decision to say, let's do this in October of 2019.
Yeah. So while Alan was down in Tulsa and I was up here in Kansas City, we were talking about every month, trying to work out the details. Really, we hadn't quite settled on a dog business. We were kind of just seeing what else was out there, kind of looking at all the different business options. And then I lived in Brookside and I always walked past the building that we're in right now. And every time I walked past it, I called Alan and I was like, hey, Alan, there's a sweet building in Waldo, Kansas City. We need to come up here and do something in it. I'm not sure what it is yet. Let's find something. So I called him like once a month until we settled on something. And Alan was like, look, I've got a passion for dogs. You've got a dog. You have always, helped me train my dog. So it just kind of came together based on Alan's passion and me walking by the neighborhood every day.
He says once a month. He called me about every other day for a while. And I'm glad he did.
So yeah, I worked really hard to get Alan to move up here.
Yeah, right. Because so you were in Tulsa when this was happening. The building is next to the Well Bar and Grill. If anyone, I believe it is correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
For those that maybe don't know what we're talking about, but yeah, I'm trying to remember that building now that you guys have invested in it and you have the fence and all the dog stuff. But pretty cool to be like, yeah, this building. I just keep walking by it, and I want to start a business here.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful building, and honestly, half the times I called him when I was walking to the Well or from the Well back to my house. So yeah, I'd see it all the time. I don't know, it fits in the neighborhood. It's just a beautiful old building from the 30s.
Yeah,
it's an old plumbing supply business, and they gutted this business in. If you'd ever been in there, you would not recognize it if you walked in today. These guys really did this facility right.
I love it. We're talking to the founders, Collar Club. Their website is collarclubkc.com. So let's hear about the Collar Club. I mean, we now know that you guys took the leap of faith in October of 2019 around then and started your own business. What is the Collar Club? What does it entail? And tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we're a daycare, boarding, training, and grooming facility. Kind of everything except for a vet when it comes to dog care. And we built it on transparency, and what we really wanted was to do it differently. When people walk in the door, there's a big wall of glass. You can see the dogs playing. We really wanted that first impression to be exciting, and the whole building, really, because we give tours whenever anybody wants them. The whole facility is open to be seen by clients, and it's just something that's a little different than some folks do in the industry.
No doubt about that. I've used services like not as extravagant and nice and brand new as yours, but when I've been to other places, you walk in and you just hear a bunch of dogs barking, and then you can't really see, you say goodbye to your dog, and then they run away, and my dog likes other dogs and likes playing, so he's off quick. But like, I have no idea what's going on like behind that door at all. So transparency is important.
Yeah, we love it when people walk in and kind of just look through the glass and watch the dogs playing. I mean, that's what it's there for.
Tell us about the facility. You've talked about the Waldo area and why you chose it, but like, take us through kind of all the different parts of this facility that you have, because go to your website, collarclubkc.com. I mean, it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty modern. It looks pretty well thought out. Tell us about kind of the actual facility.
So we really wanted to keep it kind of the way it was. So there were painted walls and everything, like the brick walls in the main day play were all painted. So we had them all sandblasted. We wanted to keep the industrial feel so it felt like it belonged in the neighborhood, but while also adding kind of our touch of like the wall of glass in the lobby. We wanted to have as much space as possible for the dogs. So there's 3,500, 4,000 square feet in the main day play area. And the whole back of the building is really for boarding. And then we're working on our two large outdoor day play areas. So we just wanted to maximize the amount of space that we could have for the dogs. while still keeping the feel of the neighborhood. Alan, you want to talk about the our kind of purple cow?
Oh, yes. My background, one of my favorite phrases is the purple cow. It's a concept. You drive down the road, you see a bunch of cows. Are you going to remember one of them in particular? Probably not. But you drive by that same group of cows and you see a purple cow in there. Are you going to remember the cow? You're going to remember the purple cow. So one thing we did to set ourselves apart is a 24/7 access room that is done through an app on the phone. It's through a service that you walk up, you swipe your hand, and you can go in. It's closed to the rest of the facility, and then you can either drop off or pick up your dog through that room at your convenience. It was kind of our solution to a flight getting in late and you couldn't come, it's so folks don't have to pay the extra night of boarding.
Wow. So I show up there and I go to this like special location and then I leave. That's pretty interesting.
It gives a little bit more flexibility for when we're not open. We know other people's schedules are different from ours. So, you know, late flights, long hours at work, or, you know, if your shift starts at 3 a.m. or ends at, you know, 10 p.m., you're still able to drop off and pick up your dog kind of on your convenience.
Now, Alan Ferris, you said you've been to the facility.
Absolutely.
What were your impressions of it?
Well, again, you know, being a dog owner and dog lover, you know, most of us have boarded dogs from time to time. And you go in and it looks either like a vet's office or it looks like a just generic doggy daycare center. These guys basically said, we built this primarily for the dogs. And as I said, you walk in this beautiful entryway and the glass is like watching doggy TV. And it is absolutely, it's mesmerizing. And you don't see that in a lot of other places. But then you go behind the scenes and you've got this huge grooming operation. And then you've got this obviously boarding facility with, you know, top flight kennels and everything. So it's, wow. It's a fun place to visit.
We're going to get more into it here after the break. You're listening to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on today's show. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining me again today. We are flying through today's show. Hope you're enjoying it. With Alan Ferris from Landmark National Bank, as well as the founders of the Collar Club, collarclubkc.com. I'm joined today again by Alan Ramsire and Connor Anderson from the Collar Club, co-founders. Their website again is collarclubkc.com, and Landmark National Bank is at banklandmark.com. Bringing everyone back on. You were talking about Alan was talking about all the different functions that happen at the Collar Club. Take us through those again, because I think we just kind of glossed over all the different things that happen there. And I think it's unique because it truly is kind of a full service operation here for dog lovers and dog owners. Take us through kind of what kind of are your core group of services here, besides dog boarding, of course.
Yeah, so we have four core services, daycare, boarding, grooming, and training. Daycare and boarding are kind of the ones that people know about, and then our training program has really started taking off as well. And then our salon has been growing as well. We've got a lot of experience in that room, about 40 or 50 years of grooming experience in the animal industry.
Yeah, and it's not just like cutting hair. I mean, I'm going through your list here. It's like there's things that my dog could obtain at your facility that the finest salons in the world, you know, give to humans. I mean, this is like this isn't just like, you know, nail trimming and whatnot. You guys have a lot of different things going on. And I think the training part is unique too, because I have people all the time that ask me, you know, did you get your dog trained? Where did you go? How does this work? That is also a big deal to have that at the facility too, right?
Yeah, we were very fortunate. When we opened, we had a local dog trainer, Jessica Belcher, that wanted to join the team and kind of grow our program. When we initially opened, we didn't plan on doing a training program right away. We were going to hope to build to that. But yeah, she wanted to come on board right when we were opening, so we were really fortunate, and she's grown an amazing program over the past year and a half. She's done a great job.
You talk about transparency, honesty, community, and those are so important to you. That it's, tell us about kind of those aspects of the business and why you chose those aspects. And then obviously touch on the community aspect as well.
Yeah, so we are big on being upfront and honest with people. As anyone can see, they walk in our building, they can see all the way through to the back of the building. We have webcams in each of the day play areas and about half our boarding runs, so folks can really be a part of their dog's experience. And we like to say, good, bad, ugly, we'll be honest with you. If we do a temperament test with the dog and things don't go so well, we'll shoot you straight and tell you exactly what happened and what we see, and if it's something we think will change in the future. And just being honest with our client base is really big for us.
And then there's a community aspect as well. So are some of these owners, have they connected? You know, because a lot of these times I walk into one of these places and I pick my dog up and I leave. You're all about being a part of the community as well.
Yeah, we love being in the Waldo area. So we're trying to connect with other businesses. So local companies do things like we had Lifted Logic build our website. We have an advertising deal with Slagle Fence that built our fencing. We work with the Humane Society. We want to kind of fit into the area, not just be like a business that's here and is our own thing. We want to kind of be part of what everyone else is doing in the Waldo area. That's part of why Alan and I, we work inside the Collar Club. We're here every day. It's what we want to do. So that's kind of why the transparency and honesty, we're pushing that, because we want people to feel comfortable being here. And then we go up to the lobby and chat with clients. We make sure to show our face. So we want everyone to know us. We want to know them. We want to just fit into the area and kind of help the community grow, the Waldo Brookside area.
That's awesome. You mentioned your staff and your team. Tell us about that, because I know, I mean, if you go to the website, collarclubkc.com, there's a lot of people on your team already. You've only been in business, close to 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about growth and how you guys, have managed that.
Yeah, we've got a great staff. It's kind of a bunch of people with passion for dogs with different backgrounds. We have some folks that are in the middle of master's programs. We have folks that have been in the animal industry for years. Everyone's just got that common passion. And we were lucky to get a really good core group of staff when we opened. And it definitely has been growing. And we've feels like we've been in a constant state of hiring, just because we keep getting more dog food, which is great. But it's a good group that they really do a fantastic job giving the best care for the dog.
Jason, one of the exciting things that Alan and Connor experienced, you know, we've all been through COVID for the last 18 months. They started the development and started building out the space that they now have. We're set to open in March and April of 2020. Well, I'm not sure there was a more challenging time to try to open a business, particularly one like they had. And they weathered it. It was successful. And the level of growth over the last 12 months has been really impressive. So much so, you guys are actually talking about expansion now. I'm not sure that a year ago when we were sitting here, you would have said, yeah, I think we're going to be able to expand, even in the time of COVID.
Well, that was one thing I wanted to point out, and a great point by Alan, is the, growing and starting, irrespective of COVID, growing a pet business and starting it. What are some of the things that maybe you guys learned throughout this journey, both during COVID and, just trying to expand, that really have you've learned from as far as, growing and starting a company and actually dealing with hundreds of pets. I mean, that is not something that's easy. I mean, there's so many, dogs all are different, and having, hundreds of dogs at a place is interesting in itself.
Yeah, we definitely had some growing pains early on. I think because we had a slow start because of COVID, it gave us a little bit more time to kind of work through some of those things before they, you know, could have become magnified, so we could work through some of those issues early on. We were very fortunate, though. You know, we had a lot of people that came to try us out. They're really good to us. We started the, I think we started with a week free for the first responders and emergency personnel. And then we just kept doing that. We ended up doing it for over a month. And just anyone who wanted to come drop their dog off for, you know, that first month we were open, you know, it was all free. It kind of helped to build the client base. A lot of those people stuck around and kept coming back. So we were really, you know, happy that they did that, and just thankful that people found value in our business.
Yeah, like you said, that's a lot of 100 dogs is a lot of dogs, and being in.
How many do you actually have on site at one time? I should probably ask that question.
Yeah, it depends on the day. Anywhere from 100 to 140, depending on boarding numbers and such.
Wow.
But they're separated into different rooms based on temperament, and they get along pretty well. Honestly, it's pretty intimidating if you walk into a room with that many dogs, but once you walk in and things settle down, then it's pretty smooth.
Man, I think it's awesome. I mean, it is awesome because I just can't imagine the logistics around that, but you guys you're doing so well with it. And talk to us about kind of your pricing model and your structure. I know there's a bunch of information on the website. If anyone wants to check it out, collarclubkc.com, but kind of, I'm sure that is pretty interesting to kind of figure all that out with all the different services you offer. What was your kind of mindset around that?
I just have different options for kind of different people's needs. So we have an a la carte price. So a single day is $30, a half day is $20. And then we have subscriptions from there. So instead of buying just like a grouping of credits you can use, ours is, it's more like an app subscription where it recurs monthly. And it's for you to tell us, like, I want to bring my dog 2 times a month, so that's a 2-play. Or I want to bring my dogs 8 times a month, so that's an 8-play. So you kind of tell us how often you want to come, and we, you know, price the package appropriately. Because the more often you come, obviously the cheaper it'll get, like most of the other businesses do. But it helps your dog acclimate to the business if you do that. They become more comfortable. From there, we have 3 different boarding options that rank from $45 to $65 a night. And then our grooming price is kind of set by the groomers for how long it takes for a specific breed of dog to do the groom. So there's a lot of different pricing intricacies there.
I mean, Alan Ferris, it's pretty interesting because, you know, I live in Brookside, and there's dogs everywhere and people everywhere. And, you know, until a few years ago, like, where were all these dogs going? I mean, they filled a huge void in the market. By doing it in a first-class way, which is pretty exciting to see a business do that so quickly.
You know, one of the things that these guys have done and done successfully is they're so far ahead in the projections that they originally delivered in their business plan that, you know, you guys are almost effectively full most weekends for boarding. And so now, you know, they've already decided, well, okay, we're going to, we held back a little space for future expansion. Well, guess what? We're not even at the end of the second year, and they're already doing expansion at Waldo. And what they've really done is prove concept. And so now they're ready to take it and say, okay, where else can we go geographically for a collar club too? But I'm not used to seeing that level of success in the first year. And it's a proof of, whatever they're doing, they're delivering a product that their customers really like.
Wow. Very cool to hear. Alan Ferris is with us, as well as the 2 co-founders of The Collar Club. Website is collarclubkc.com. We'll be right back after the break with more of The Grill Nation Show. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back to the final segment of today's Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. I want to thank Landmark National Bank for collaborating with the Grill Nation Show. Their website is banklandmark.com. Also want to thank our guests for joining me today from Collar Club. Their website is collarclubkc.com. Joined again by Alan Ramsire and Connor Anderson, who are the co-founders. We've just been having a fascinating conversation about what they do. Their website, again, has all kinds of great information as well as all their staff. It's very thorough, kind of what differentiates them, how you can get engaged, pricing and memberships, as well as kind of all the services they offer on the website, collarclubkc.com. What has kind of surprised you all the most since you started your business? Was there one thing that you didn't expect, maybe that during this journey that it surprised you?
There's been a lot of little surprises. I mean, opening when we did was probably the biggest thing, opening right when things shut down with COVID, but we were able to weather the storm and grow through that and really build something special.
Yeah, I think the support of the neighborhood was really good, especially during COVID. I mean, people intentionally came to us and they kept returning and they told us that, you know, they wanted to help us out. They wanted to come to a place that was in their neighborhood, their neck of the woods. And just feeling that support during the COVID timeframe was really big for us.
Yeah. I mean, frankly, I mean, the only thing you don't have yet is a veterinarian, but you've got everything else. So, I mean, it's just amazing what you all have done. Okay, so fun questions. Favorite type of dog and why? You said you had six at one time back in the day. So.
Yeah. I'm going to – my favorite dog was a dog named Kickers. Her name was Kicks. She was one of the service dogs we fostered. The most athletic dog I have ever seen in real life. She could do anything. She played basketball with us.
Could have starred in Air Bud for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know about favorite type of dog, but my favorite dog, she was a border collie and she was a blast.
That's awesome. Alan Ferris, what kind of dog do you have?
Golden Retriever.
Oh, I could have imagined that'd be your dog.
Yeah, really. No, the third Golden Retriever, loved them. Also had a black lab. You know, just wonderful family dogs and lovers.
For sure. Hey, like, so you talked about training dogs, and what is one thing you would tell a dog owner, like, you know, that maybe has a puppy, or let's just, you know, in general, that you would tell a dog owner that would help them? Since you guys deal with dogs every day, I think that's something that listeners would want to know.
Yeah, so one thing that we recommend is start training early. Whatever type of training you want to do, group classes, private, just because, I mean, dogs are like kids. They need training, and once they get to a certain stage, they get a little more hard-headed, and it's a little harder to train. And then when you're training, just always follow through with what you're asking them to do. Otherwise, they'll take advantage of any freedom. So.
Yeah.
When you say start early, what does that mean? How early?
It depends how early you want to get your dog in. I think 16 or 18 weeks after all the shots are done and dogs are fully vaccinated is when people can start doing those services, and we'd recommend doing them early so you can get in on that puppy stage.
Mm-hmm. What is one thing you guys have learned from a dog of yours, or one that you've had in the operation at the Collar Club that you always would be like, man's best friend, I've learned so much. What is something that dogs have taught you over your years?
And for me, it's just have patience. You know, dogs can't always understand what you're asking them, so make sure you're patient, especially if you're training them a new trick or a new talent or anything. Just, yeah, be patient with them.
Yeah, right. They'll love you back if you treat them right and are patient with them. So I love that answer. Alan mentioned some really great news about potential, you know, growth. You know, you have 100 to 140 dogs there on a weekend, which is amazing. What have you guys thought about that, and what's next for the Collar Club?
Yeah, so we are currently working on an expansion here at this facility. We left some space during our initial build-out to add to the facility, so that is starting right now, and we're adding in some more boarding runs and then doing some other upgrades to the facility as well. And then we're currently looking into number two. We're trying to figure out where we want to be with our second location and working with Alan and Landmark on that as well.
Alan, What's that process like? Because, you know, as an entrepreneur in a company that's growing very fast, you got to be careful, right? And make sure you make the right decisions. And they've been working with you on that.
Are you talking to Ferris?
Alan Ferris, the man.
Yeah, one of the reasons I like these guys is Alan knows how to spell his name correctly. So
Yeah.
One of the things we look at is the success the business has had to date. And what's the trajectory they're on? You know, is it a real solid, positive upward trend? And that's the case here. You know, you can take a look at what these guys have done in a challenging time and you go, okay, they really proved concept. So now some level of expansion makes sense. And these guys are very deliberate. They're very thoughtful about it. And that's one of the things that impresses us.
Let me ask you guys this. Why do you think that no one did what you did in Waldo or in Brookside? Why do you think that you guys were kind of the leaders to do this and no one hadn't done it? And based on your knowledge now of what you've accomplished. And it's amazing to me how successful you all have been so quickly.
Doing it on the scale we did as our first business, I think, is a reason some people don't jump into it. We definitely took a leap and it's worked out for us, but.
You went all in with all the different services, all the facilities, the indoor-outdoor component, the upscale, boarding facilities that we didn't talk about. Obviously, those are first class, correct?
Yeah, we have our boarding. We have the apartments, which are extremely large runs with acoustic insulation and cameras. We have the Thunder Suites, which have mass loaded vinyl plus acoustic insulation, so they're very noise dampened. They've got like little chandeliers in them and cameras. So yeah, we tried to go all out on some of those boarding suites, kind of just for fun, just so the dogs enjoy being there and it feels like home almost.
Yeah, I mean, that probably helps you guys too, that noise dampening.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can still hear the dogs barking, but today I think you just hear the grooming dryers in the background.
Well, and these guys had really done a wonderful job of due diligence and research. And there are other facilities in that general area, but nothing like what they were able to build. And so they made the decision that if we're going to do this, we've got to set ourselves apart. And by building the facility that they've got, they really have done that.
No doubt about it. The website is collarclubkc.com. All kinds of great information. You guys are open 24/7, you said, correct?
Our business hours range, but typically 7 to 7, but dogs are here all the time. So our staff are here past those hours. The 24-hour room is open to pick up and drop off 24/7. But yeah, we're open 365 days a year.
I love it. Well, congrats on all your success, Alan and Connor. I mean, every time I drive by now, I'm going to have to I have a totally different viewpoint of the I will say when I first saw your all's fence, I was very impressed by it. It was a massive outdoor fenced area in the middle of Waldo, which I thought was pretty cool. And I was very curious of what the heck is going in there back in 2019, 2020. So, you know, you guys have done a really good job and it's great to connect with you and congrats on everything you're doing and the growth. And Alan Ferris from Landmark National Bank, of course, thank you for connecting us.
Always a pleasure, Jason.
Great stuff. I want to thank everyone for watching and listening to today's show. Again, we've been talking with the Collar Club. Their website is collarclubkc.com. Also, if you want to connect with Landmark National Bank, their website is banklandmark.com. Awesome Grill Nation show today. Thank you for joining us today. We will see you again next week. Take care and have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.